Museums, can we really trust them?
Answers with Ken Ham, the visionary behind the Creation Museum in the Cincinnati area.
Museums often contain professionally produced displays. And while we want to trust everything we see, we have to be very careful about science museums. Think of those displays illustrating man's supposed evolution, showing creatures that are supposedly half ape and half men. We need to realize that the scientists did not dig up the flesh and hair. They used a lot of artistic license. In many instances, scientists have only found a few of the bones of the skeleton anyway. And keep in mind that we now know of many mistakes that scientists have made that were once presented as truth. For instance, Neanderthal man was once displayed as our apish ancestor, but scientists found out their original description was wrong. Today he's pictured as upright and human, just like you and me, not a brute. We can't always trust what we see in museums, but you know we can always trust what we read in the Bible. Our museum shows that the scriptures are true from the very first verse.
If you've never visited our Creation Museum, you can do so now by watching our well-produced DVD. As we close out the week, today's the last day to order this video hosted by Ken Ham. Call our nonprofit ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and give a donation of any amount. Get the museum DVD by calling 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.